Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morini Mirazi Sheyuchyu. We nishmas, Amaras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Ras Chanabas Kamas Altachanabas Meir Zev, and the schus Rafuas Chayo Chabit Fegabas. Michal Yudispasia, and we are going to be learning the Sugya of Haskaros Tfila, Chanakar. Based on the Torah of Rabbi Zerachi Shlita, Maran Shabbos Nachut Dalad Aron Al says the boy Lomai LaHasker Shel Chanukah BeBerkas Hamazon. Kevin Rabbanu Lomad Karina No Vilma Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Mad Karina. Shaila Gemara is, are you Masker Shel Chanukah benching? Since it's the Rabbanon, the mention of Chanukah, you don't mention it in the Daraisa benching, or maybe no. As Pirsumei Nisa, you mention Chanukah in benching. So Rabbi says, name was Chomer Rav Huna. You don't have to mention it, but if you want to mention it in Hodah Noda. Rav Huna by Yehuda chanced upon the Beis Medrash of Rava. He wanted to be mentioning it in Berachot Bnei Yerushalayim. And he said to him, no, like Tefillah, Ma Tefillah B'Hodah. Just like in Tefillah you mention in Hodah. In other words, you mention, just like by Tefillah, it's B'Hodah. You mention Alanisim in Hodah. That's the Hasker Shel Chanukah, meaning Alanisim. So it's like in Tefillah, it's in Hodah in Noidim. So too in Berachas Hodah, in Berachas Hamazon, it's also going to be in Noidim. So you see from the Gemara that if you mention Chanukah, it's going to be in Noidim Lecha, in benching. Tosis asks the Kasha, why does it say it over here? It should have been told, why don't you tell me earlier when we talk about Chanukah? When we talk about Chanukah, it's the right time. Why are you telling me now? Tell me earlier in the sugya about Chanukah, so it would appear as follows. This haskara of Al HaNisim and Chanukah, is it midinei tefilas and birkas hamazon, like other haskaras, like Yalav Yavon would say, that they're all midinei hatfilas? Or, no, the haskara of Al HaNisim isn't midin tefila, it's midin Chanukah. That in Chanukah, and also of course Purim, they are attacking lahaskir hoidah zu shal Al HaNisim. Is it a din in Chanukah or a din in tefila? Yalav Yavon would say, or dinim then. Shabbos and Yantiv, there's a din in tefillah. That is part of the tefillah, you have to be maskir. But it's a din in the tefillah. But this is how you say these tefillahs at those times. And maybe that's what Al HaNisim is. That in Chanukah you say in tefillah. Or no, it's bidin Chanukah. Rashi, writes, but tefillah pshita lunch, rela halo danik ukanarina leah. In tefillah, it's pashit, because it says that Chanukah is for Halal and Hodah. Rashi is referring to the Gemara earlier, when it says that they were Chanukah is for Halal and Hodah, Rashi says, Lo shasurim b'malacha. Ela, Ligros, Chanukah is mutter b'malacha. Ela, Ligros, Halal, v'loy ma'al anisim b'hidah. The whole Chanukah is about reading Halal and saying Halal anisim and Hodah. So it's a special kfiya to say, established, the rabbis established, they have to say Halal anisim and Hodah. It's like you have to say Hallel. And that's what Rashi explained in Aris Sugya. That's Tefillah lo kama b'ayla. Tefillah is not allowed to shayla. Shalei lav halchi lo tiskayim at akana mesuyam is shal haida. Otherwise, how are you going to be mekayim haida? The whole din of Chanukah is haida. What does haida mean? Haida means halanisim in davening. So it's pashut. In davening, you have to say halanisim. That's all din of haida. The shayla is in birchas hamazon. You also have to mention Alanisim Birkas Hamazon. Tosis writes in our sugya, but tefillah pshita lay the mask here, mishum the tefillah b'tzibruhu, v'ikar b'sumenisa, v'al Birkas Hamazon, shabayis leka b'sumenisa kulei hai. In other words, the askar of Alanisim, like Rashi holds, is midinei Chanukah. Otherwise, what does b'sumenisa have to do with anything? And therefore, sha'af ha-tosis k'divrei Rashi sviru lo. So just like Rashi holds that Hoidah is a din in Chanukah, so the Tosfos holds a din in Chanukah. Just Tosfos adds, wasn't seen benching and davening. So Tosfos is mechalek by benching. Benching is different. Why is benching different? Because there's not so much pesumei nisa like in davening. Davening, yes, benching, no. But sof, sayla fishitas rashis, shayla fishitas toisvis, the haskorah of ala nisim is a din in Chanukah. However, the Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel writes, Upnei ze skinu chacham shvoi sador shishmon isyam meila shetchilasim chofi bikislav yimei simcha vahala. And Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, B'chol yom v'yom mishmon isyam meim halalu goymrim usahala. So because of this, the rabbis were metaken in that generation. But these 8 days, starting with Chafei B'Kislev, will be Yemei Simcha V'Hala. Halacha Hei, every day of these 8 days, Goyim Yemei Hala. So the hedi that the din of Halel is brought in Hilchos Chanukah. The din of Ala Nisim is not brought in Hilchos Chanukah. It's brought in Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brachos. Not in Hilchos Chanukah. Wow! Ala Nisim is brought in Hilchos Tefillah, not in Hilchos Chanukah. So it's muchach from this that the Rambam holds that we say earlier that Chanukah are days of Hallel and Hoidah. It's only talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaHallel. And maybe the bracha of Ala Nisim, which is included in the brachas of Hadlaka. The din haskara b'tefillah and birkas hamazon is midinei tefillah, midinei birkas hamazon, shar haskaras. Like Yalav Yavon would say, and therefore, this haskara is only shach to his tefillah and brachas, not to his Chanukah. Not a din in Chanukah, it's a din in tefillah. During Chanukah and tefillah, you have to say this, what's it called? A din in tefillah, not in Chanukah. So, friend, for the kash of Tosfos. This kasha was, what's this sugya asking about mentioning Chanukah and benching doing here? It should be talked about earlier during the discussion of Chanukah. The answer is, it's not a din of Chanukah b'chla. It's only l'shitasam. L'shitasam, when it says l'shan acheres kavam l'hal l'hoido, so that means you have to say alanisim. So maybe it should be in the sugya of Chanukah alanisim. Mashiach came l'shitas harambam, he doesn't bring alanisim and dinei Chanukah, only halel. So, it's not a kasha b'chal what the sugi is doing. Not a din in Chanukah. It's not a din in Chanukah. It's a din in tefillah. Gevaldik. And later on, Zok the Gemara Yboilu Ma'ala Haski Rosh Chodesh B'Birkas HaMazon. Yom Tzim 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 Chanukah D'Rabban Lo Yitzorich Rosh Chodesh D'Arayis Yitzorich. You mentioned Chanukah in benching. If you tell me that by Chanukah is derabbanan, it's not necessary, but Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, therefore you should. Maybe not. Since there's no Isser Asiyas Malachi, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh and benching. Rav Amar Maskir, V'chinin Amar Eino Maskir, it's Machlekes. Any Rosh Yom Shein Shem Korb Musa, Rosh Chodesh Chol Shemot Harav Shachas Unuchum Spanel Shemin Esrei, V'rom Eino Rav Vaidim, In Lo Amar Ach Zero Naisev, In Ben Kedush Alekos, V'yesh Min Maskar V'yirkas HaMazah. Yom Shein Ben Musa, Korb Musa, Kogon, etc. V'rom Eino Rav Shemin Atfila, V'im Lo Yomar, In Machzir Nasev, Ein Ben Maris Korb V'yirkas HaMazah. So you see in this Gemara, that on days that have a Korban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, so they have a Haskar and Birkas HaMazon. They don't have a Korban Musaf. There's no Haskar and Birkas HaMazon. You see from this Braisa, that Rosh Chodesh is going to be in Birkas HaMazon. Since it's days that there's a carbon musaf, Rosh Chodesh should bring a carbon musaf. Since you bring a carbon musaf, the Melech is going to be a haskara of of Rosh Chodesh and Birkas HaMazon. So this price is a raya for a rav. That's what the Gemara says, Nekot the rav biyotcha. So it's like rav is correct, but there will be a haskara of Rosh Chodesh and Benchim. Because the Mishnah Perek Bez Mechus Baruch HaSalach HaVav and Ahim Vav asks, why we don't paskin like this in Timsi Loima? What does the Gemara say first? Gemara says, "Yibayi lomal haskir b'shul shchodesh b'yobes hamozim." In Timsi Loima v'chanuka the rabbanim lo tzarich. If you're going to say that in Chanukah, since it's only the rabbanim, it doesn't have to be mentioned in benching. But the shchodesh was daraisa, maybe it has to be mentioned in benching. So the case of Mishnah asks, why don't we paskin like this in Timsi Loima? In Timsi Loima says, if you're going to assume that Chanukah is the rabbanim, it's not necessary. So hello. We should pass like that Vimtim Siloima. And therefore in Chanukah, not mention Chanukah invention. Halola Heji Amru Besugin in Tim Siloima Chanukah de Rabbanan Loit Tzarech. And yet the Rambam Paskins, you do mention Alanisim in Hoidah. So why does the Rambam Paskin like the Vimtim Siloima since Chanukah is de Rabbanan Loit Tzarech? Now, the Shaila, by the way, the case of Mishnah answers that Das HaRambam is the Paskin like other Amoraim, but they seem to argue and they hold that you do say Yalav Yavim Birkas HaMazon. But there's a Chiddush, because the Chayra, the Intim Salam are saying that's Das HaGemara. The Pashtus, that's Das HaGemara. How do you pass the negative stomach of the Gemara? Now this Shaila was only asked in the Birkas HaMazon. Muchach din lai in tefila, pshita lai de maskirin ba'as Rosh Chodesh. It's pashit that by tefila you do mention Rosh Chodesh. But that's how Rashi and Tosis proved earlier, Linyan Alanisim. They said the Gemara only asked about benching, but not about tefila. Because tefila is pashit as Alanisim. So to in benching, it's a tefillin's bullshit, this Rosh Chodesh. We have to understand, why should Mechalek be tefillin Birkas HaMazon? I mean, Alanisim, Tosis made a chilek. They said Birkas HaMazon doesn't have so much pursuit, Menisa. So therefore, you don't have to mention necessarily Alanisim Birkas HaMazon. But this explanation doesn't work for Yalav V'yav. Yalav knows not about pursuit, Menisa. So Shaila is, why is it so pashut that there's a chiluk between tefillah and Birkas HaMazon? It's pashut by tefillah. You do mention Yalav V'yav and Birkas HaMazon now. Why is that? The emes is that it says kevin the rabbanon lo matkirinan. And in terms of the mechanic of the rabbanon lo tzorich, we have to understand what that means. Because we have the Perush of Tosfos, there's a reason why we don't mention Alanisim and Birkas HaMazon. Why don't we mention Alanisim and Birkas HaMazon? Not so much Pesum Menisa. And yet here, Gemara gives a different reason. Gemara says that it's the Rabbanan. In Rashi, we saw earlier in Rashi, Rashi says, B'tfilah pshitalam. Pashit that in tefillah, we're going to be mentioning Al Anisim. Because the halal da nukbu. Because the whole word of Chanukah is lahalal da. Of course, there's going to be Al Anisim in tefillah. The only shaila is Birchas HaMazon. But of course, you can't use that to explain Yalav V'yavo. Why there be a chiluk in Yalav V'yavo between? Benching and tefillah. That just explains Alanisim. That whole word of Chanukah is for Hodah, the Melech has to, you have to mention Alanisim and tefillah. And Shaila, is it going to be in benching? So, and then the Gemara says that the whole word is that benching no, the yala v'yavo. You're not going to mention it, it's because it's the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rabbanan who, you don't need to say it. Intim silam b'chanak ad Rabbanan loy tzarech. But Rosh Chodesh Dawai is tzarech. What do you mean b'chanak ad Rabbanan loy tzarech? That's why you're not mentioning Yalav Yavu and benching? Because Chanukah is the Rabbanan? That's not what Rashi said. And that's not what Tosfos says. So the Gemara brings in something new that the Rishonim knew the Gemara. So how does this work between with the Rishonim? So, that's the question. So it would appear from this that there are two dinim. And that is a din hazkor of sha'ar ha-moedim and a din hazkor mesuyam shel Chanukah Purim. And that's the shaila. If this specific takon of Chanukah and Purim was decreed also in Birchas HaMazon, remember giving mechalek, like Tosfos says, that the presume nisa in Birchas HaMazon is not sufficient to be mechayev this hoydah. But still, even if we say like this, that the specific takana of Chanukah and Purim wasn't decreed for benching, gamim omarka shelo nitkena hatakana mesuyemet shel Chanukah Purim beberkat hamazon, even if we say that it wasn't decreed in Berachos HaMazon, why wouldn't we be chayav to be maskir berachos in berachos hamazon? Mitzat chiyuv askar shashayim masishanu. There are two din. There's a din askara of shar moedim and there's a din askara of Chanukah and Purim. So the shaila is if the specific takan of Chanukah and Purim was decreed also for berachos hamazon, or maybe no. Maybe this is the presumption isn't sufficient, and therefore it's not a berachos hamazon. But even if we say that it's not good enough for Chanukah, we still have a shaila. Maybe it's good enough for a benching. I mean, maybe it's good enough for the excuse of the Shaar Moedim. The Moedim Shaar Moedim Hashem. So on that, the Gemara was makdim and it said that the Haskara mitzad Shaar Moedei Hashana isn't Shaykh and Chanukah. What's the Gemara's Lashon? Gemara's Lashon is Ibailu. Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah v'birkas hamazon. Since it's the Rabbanan, we don't mention Chanukah and benching. So mitzad shar, what the Gemara means to say is that mitzad shar moed hashana lo shaycha b'Chanukah. That isn't shaycha in Chanukah. Why? Because mid Rabbanan lo matkirina. So that's oimek pshat divrei haGemara libe d'Rashi in Tosis. Are we going to say that the Askar Va'al Nisim mitzad the specific takan of Chanukah isn't Shaykh in benching? Whereas mitzad the Chiyuv Askar of Sha'ayim Moshe Shanab the Rabbanan, we don't mention it? Or maybe not. That the specific takan of Chanukah and Purim is Shaykh even in Birkas HaMazon, we should pursue Menisa? That's the Gemara's question. As you're going to mention Chanukah and benching, since on one hand, midrabanan, you're not going to mention it, not mitzad haskar of shari moshe shana, because here it's only derabanan. It's not, you're not going to mention mitzad shari moshe shana, and you're also not going to mention it because, like Tosfos says, it's not sufficient presume nisa. So since it's not sufficient presume nisa in benching, it's not necessarily to mention it. Or no, odil mishum presume nisa mad karinam. Or maybe Because there is enough Prasume Nisa. And therefore you do mention it. That's Oimek Pshat Divrei HaGemara. We're asking about both. Mitzad Shari Moshe, Mitzad Chanukah. So maybe Mitzad Shari Moshe Shani, you don't say it. Because only Derabban and Mitzad Chanukah also you don't say it. In benching. Because like Tosi says, not sufficient Prasume Nisa. And like Rashi says, maybe Rashi good source. Rashi says the Hidor part you already got in davening, so it's not necessary to say it in benching. Or maybe no. Or maybe we shouldn't presume Nisa, you do mention it in benching. The Takana Misuyemis of Chanukah is enough for the for benching. So now we understand the Gemara, why we threw in the Derabbanan part. That's Mitzad, the Takana of Shari Moshe Shani. We understand the Ibayin Alun Yom Yalav Yom Rosh Chodesh. Because this is Kar Rosh Chodesh. Is Ach Mitzad Chodesh is Kar Shashan Moedei Hashana. And we already said that this Chodesh is Talui in whether it's the Rabbanon or the Oraisa. Right? Because what do we see about Chanukah? Since it's the Rabbanon, the Imad Kirinon. So if the Gemara says here, Yibayu Ma'al Haski Rosh Chodesh Berech Zemazin Intim Si Lamer B'chanak Adi Rabbanon Loi Tzarich. But Rosh Chodesh is Doi Reis at Tzarich. Because we're talking Mitzad Shari Mos Hashana. Mitzad Shari Mos Hashana, since Chanak is only Doi Rabbanon, it's not necessary to mention. Yala V'yavo. Because it's only Doi Rabbanon, so you don't mention it in benching. But Rosh Chodesh is Doi Reis, you do mention it in benching, because it's all telling whether it's Doi Rabbanon or Doi Reis. Mer says, no. Maybe it's not also B'sis Melech, so you don't mention it in benching. That's the chilik between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. Is that this is the Rabban and this is the Araisa, because we're talking about Mitzad Shari Moshe Shana. Besides that, there's a special takana at Chanukah. It's one thing. But besides the special takana at Chanukah of saying Alanisim, there's also the takana Mitzad Shari Moshe Shana. So there, we want to now compare and contrast that with Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Araisa, so you are going to mention Rosh Chodesh in benching. Whereas Chanukah is not the Araisa, so you're not going to mention Chanukah in benching. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Not much beautiful to read the Gemara like this, but Oymek HaPshat. So now, we hold the Maskana that if the Moed is the Rabbanan, there's no Chovas Haskara. And that we mention Al Nisim and Birkas HaMazon is for a different reason. Because it's telling Prasum Enisa. Because the whole Chovas Haskar of Alanisa is not Mitzad Chovas Haskar Shashayim Masashan. It's a special takana that was said in Chanukah and Purim B'dayka. And that's what it says in Tim Silom Rebbe Chanukah Derabbanim Leik Tzarech. In other words, the Chovas Haskar of Shari Masashana. Now, here we're only contrasting Chanukah on the Shari Masashana plane. In Tim Silaimar, Chanukah the Rabbanim Loit Sarich, B'Shari Moshe Shana, Baruch Chodesh the Raisa, you would need. But that doesn't relate to Chanukah as a special takan of Chanukah. So that the Rambam says that your mask, your Alanisim, the Birkas Hamazon, it's a din takan of Yuchedes. It's only Shaykh the Chanukah and Purim. That's beautiful in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam can paskin against the Imtim Tzilomer, because Imtim Tzilomer is only talking about Shari Moshe Shana. The Imtim Tzilomer is not talking about Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, you say, yeah. It's at Chanukah and Purim. So you say, Al Nisim. It's not Mitzad Shari Moshe Shana. So the Gemara says, Imtim Tzilomer, Chanukah and Rabban, and Lo Tzarech, Rosh Chodesh Dorai Tzarech, because that's Chanukah and Rabban, Lo Tzarech, Mitzad Shari Moshe Shana. But Mitzad Chanukah, you have to say. That's why the Rambam can paskin, you have to say in Chanukah. The only problem is, and that we already saw, the Rambam holds that it's not a din in Chanukah. It's mechayiv al anisim is the bracha, is the benching, is like Shari Moshe Shana. The tefillah is mechayiv al anisim. The bracha, the benching is mechayiv al anisim. And he doesn't bring this bechalal in Hachos Chanukah al anisim. So it must be it's a din in tefillah. It's the tefillah that's mechayiv you, not Chanukah. And if that's true, in the Rambam, and then you shouldn't have to say Al Anisim in tefillah and benching, because we see in the Gemara that according to our understanding that Bishar, as far as Shari Moshe Shana goes, you don't mention Chanukah and benching, because it's only the Rabbanim. Only if it's a special din in Chanukah you would mention the Bishar Moshe Shana. So that's nice for Rashi and Tosis, but that doesn't work with the Rambam. So how does the Rambam paskin that you have to say it on Chanukah, benching and in tefillah, when it's a din benching and tefillah? And according to our understanding of the Gemara is saying that no, if it's derabanan, then you're not mentioning it in benching. Only if the Rambam would hold it would be a din in Chanukah, then you'd say b'seder. So the Gemara is saying you're not mentioning it in benching mitzad benching, but you're mentioning it in benching mitzad Chanukah. That'd be great if the Rambam paskin that way. It'd be terrific. But the Rambam paskin is a din in tefillah, so it's only a din that you're saying, mentioning Chanukah and benching. Midin tefillah, midin brachas, midin shah. Here we're talking about benching. It's midin shari yom hashana. So if it's midin shari yom hashana, we see by benching that only if it's daraisa you're going to mention it in benching. Midin Shayim Oseshana, that on a Yantav Shayim Oseshana you say Me'enam Ara benching. But again, that's a din in the Tefillah. It's not a din in the Yantav. The Rambam holds it, since the Rambam holds that it's a din in the Tefillah. The Gemara says, as far as Tefillah is concerned, you should mention Chanukah in benching. It's only Derabbanan. The only reason to mention it would be mitzad the special Takan of Chanukah, but the Rambam doesn't hold there is a special Takan of Chanukah. So Ram doesn't paskin luchos Chanukah. The Ram only paskins halanisim in the name of benching. We have to understand the Rambam. So it appears that we can say b'siyata d'shmaya the following pshat in the Rambam, that the haskala b'tfila and the haskara b'ruchos hamazon are fundamentally different. That's Haskara b'tefillah is just a peirut shel ha'tefillah atzma. Me'eina me'oira. What does that mean? It's not a tosefes mechudesh shel tefillah haskara. It's an additional specification. It's a peirut. It's a detail of me'eina me'oira, like that day, what's going on that day, you say in the tefillah. So it's just a tosefet perut. It's just another detail in the tefillah that you're also mentioning the holiday. A holiday. My English friends are always going on holiday. Not a holiday. You have a nice holiday. So, lo kein bevirchas hamazon. Halohem ha'azkarot mechudashot. Bevirchas hamazon, it's ha'azkar mechudashot. It's not a tosefet perut bovah. Ayin b'raisa, movies besugim. Shalim tefillah diktuku l'chanes ha'azkara. Me'ein ha'me'oira. Shekein kamul yisoid dina de me'ein ha'me'oira ne'marak hecha she'azkori perut. What's me'ein ha'me'oira? You say similar to that day's event. You say something relating to that day. So in the tefillah you detail what's going on that day. And that's why it's a din in tefillah, that in the tefillah you have to mention what's going on that day. That's me'ein ha'me'oira. That's by tefillah. But Birkas HaMazon, you know what the Brisa calls it? Hazkara, not a Me'ein HaMo'ira. Because this is a tefillah and bracha mechudeshes. This is something new. So now the Rambam is learning that the reason that we're not asking about tefillah, does Al Anisim go in tefillah? Because that's the Ikar Adin, that you have to say in tefillah, Me'ein HaMo'ira. And loishna tefillah sadoa mishara tefillah zel b'zach. Just like your moisiv main world tefillah savoidim yifurit karbonas hayoyim. Ayin Rashi gibor masl v'oyim eretz di masl v'goyne. So hu adin sheyesh loisif me'ein ha'me'oira b'hoidah u'lefarit b'tefillah asin moidim as nisei hayom. So in Avodah, you mentioned the Yantif, which has special karbonis. And in Al Anisim, You're talking about, and in Moedim, where you're talking about thanking, so it's appropriate there to go into what do you have to thank God for, which is the miracle, which are the miracles. Rashi, you're asking God in the Avoida that we should bring back the Karbonos Hayom. So you say the main Amoira. So too, Alanisim is midin main Amoira. So that's a double poshut. So the whole shayl of the Gemara is the Gabi Birkas Hamazon. It's a haskara mechudeshes. It's not main amoira. The Gemara calls it haskara. Therefore, we have a shayla. Im nitkena takana zot. Im lav. Is there such a takana? Is there not such a takana? To make a new bracha. Main amoira, of course, you say alanis. No shayla. Question is invention. It's haskara. It's a new bracha. Or it's a new dish, a new tefillah. So you say this new tefillah, you not say this new tefillah. And the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is, if, even though Hidah of Al Anisim, which isn't a tefillah, is this haskara shaykh to the din of Me'ein HaMo'ira? The Rambam learns that it is. And therefore, we don't ask about tefillah. We only ask about birchas hamazon, because it's me'ein hamo'ira. So of course you say it in tefillah. Tefillah you say me'ein hamo'ira. Therefore you say there's no shayla that in tefillah you're going to say al anisim. So he held the Rambam, or Rashi held, Tosfos held that ilav sheniskino takonim yuchedes birchas chanukah. If not for a special takonim yuchedes chanukah, it wouldn't be shaykh to include the hidah of al anisim, including me'ein hamo'ira. That's why they hold it's dafka din in chanukah. But you have to say Hoido and Al Anisim. You have to say Al Anisim and Hoido. So if that's true, according to Rashi and Tosfos, why does the Gemara ask about Tefillah also? If the whole word is that it's not Mein Amor, according to the Rambam, it's Mein Amor, so you're going to say it, of course, in Tefillah. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's not Mein Amor. So it's not Mein Amor, then why does the Gemara ask about Tefillah as well? And the Teretz is, as Rashi says, the whole vort of Hanukkah is for Hodah. Since all Hanukkah is about Hodah, of course you're putting it in Al Anisim. That's what, of course you're putting Al Anisim in davening. That's what Hanukkah is all about. That was this whole takan of Hanukkah. So the Gemara is not asking about that. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara is not asking about Al Anisim in Tefillah because it's Mein HaMo'ira. And the Firashi, the reason the Gemara is not asking about Al Anisim and Tefillah is because that's the whole takan of Hanukkah. Awesome or not awesome? Awesome. V'yitba'er l'fi zeh ha'sheila im mazkirim shel rosh chodesh bebirkat hamazon. Now we have a shaila in the Gemara. Are you maskir shel rosh chodesh in benching? It's mashma shele'inyin tefillah pshitala. As far as tefillah is concerned, we know that you do. So then we have a shayla. Why is it that tefillah is more poshut than benching? Why is it poshut in tefillah when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, in Maskirim Shel Rosh Chodesh beBirkas HaMazon, only in benching, but not in Tefillah? In Tefillah, of course you're going to say Yalav Yavo. So why is Tefillah more Pashut than benching? The Gemara is asking about benching, but it's not asking about Tefillah. So it must be that Yalav Yavo, since it's a Tefillah, it has a din of Mein HaMo'ira. And it's Pashut that you're going to put it in Tefillah, Mein HaMo'ira. But you're thinking benching, benching doesn't have a din of Mein HaMo'ira. benching doesn't have a din of meina moira. That's why, again, according to the Rambam, when it comes to tefillah, halanisim is meina moira. The shayla is in benching. Well, there is no din of meina moira. I was going to ask a question, are you going to mention in benching or not? Now we come to Rosh Chodesh, so in tefillah, of course you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh. It's meina moira. It's a perut in your tefillah of meina moira. The shayla is in benching, but there is no din of meina moira. Are we going to say it or not? Now it appears as follows, that the explanation of the shayla with respect to Al-Anisim is as follows according to the Rambam. It's pashut that if the Haskalah is included in Me'ena Ma'oira, then there's no suffix, even if it's the Rabbanan. And not that it says, Kevin the Midrabbanan who lomad kirinan, since the Rabbanan we don't mention, and that's only in Al-Anisim in benching. In benching. Because in benching, it's a haskara mechudashes, even according to the Rambam, it's not meina moira. And in that it says that a takana of a haskara mechudashes, even if it's midine hatfila, ubirkas hamazon, was not nemra b'moed derabona. Or maybe the tefillas of Chanukah and Purim are different. Because Mishum Pesum Enisa Matkarinon. That's the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Shaila of Alanisim in benching is as follows. That in Tefillah it's Meina Ma'ira. If in benching would be Meina Ma'ira, it would be a Shaila, but it's not. In benching we say, listen, it's Midrabbanan, so there's no reason to mention it. Or maybe no. Or maybe no. Maybe, even though it's the Rabbanan, you still mention it because Pesume Nisa. That's the Gemara Shaila if you mention Chanukah and benching. On one hand, it's the Rabbanan. So therefore, it doesn't get in there. Is it going to be no Meina Moira, no Takana Mechudeshes, according to the Rambam? Or maybe, because of Pesume Nisa, you do mention it. So it emerges that Hagam Shelashitas HaRambam, even Askar of Alan Nisim, is Medine HaTfila VeHabrocho. But the reason of the Takana of the Askar is different in Tfila and in benching. In Tfila, it's because of Takana Saskar, it's Meina Moira. Whereas in benching, it's because of another reason of Pesumei Nisa. But that's only necessary if it's a Moed Rabbanon. But if it's a moed raisa, we mention it, even if it doesn't have a shame of meina moira. And even if we don't have a special siba for this haskar, just like yalav yavon rosh chodesh, since it's a raisa, we mention it l'maskana sesugya. So the explanation of shaylik moral in alanitzim is, since birchas amazon, it's not shaylik meina moira, ken rabbanan lo tzarich, it's rabbanan. Not necessary, because there's no main amara in benching, it's only derabbanan, or maybe no. Shani birch samazin, that is pesumei nisa. And for en for the kashe of the kesef mishnah, the shittas Rambam. Kesef mishnah asked on the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't pass in like the intimsi loimar? Yibaylu, ma'al ask yirish chodesh birch samazin. Intimsi loimar b'chanakat derabbanan loy tzorich. The Rambam doesn't pass in b'chanakat derabbanan loy tzorich. You know why? Because midrabbanan lo tzarech, we stick with that midrabbanan lo tzarech. In achinami, mitzad derabbanan, you don't have to mention it in benching. Mitzad that it's only derabbanan, you wouldn't mention it. Why are you mentioning benching for a different reason? Because it's pesumei nisa. That's why you mention it in benching. And therefore you're going to mention it in benching like other askaras. Ach pesumei nisa. Why do you mention yalav yavo in benching? Because it's a moed, it's d'oraisa. Even if it's not meina moira, you don't need a special reason. Amazing. So that's why the Rambam paskins, intim tzlomer, If somebody were Chanukah, but Chanukah the Rabbanan loy tzarich. Chanukah is the Rabbanan. You don't have to mention Chanukah. Mitzel that it's only the Rabbanan you're not mentioning Chanukah, because there's no main Amor and it's only the Rabbanan. But you're mentioning it and benching on Chanukah for a different reason. Why are you mentioning Al Nisim and benching on Chanukah? Because of Pursumei Nisa. The Rambam Paskin is the Maskan Echanami. Mitzel of Chanukah, the Rabbanan loy tzarich. Just Mitzel Acher, you have to say Al Nisim and benching. And why are you saying Al Nisim in Tefillah? It's Meina Moira. Meina Moira, you say in Tefillah. The Rambam has your Yalav Yavo in benching as Meina Moira, and davening as Meina Moira, and in benching as Pursumei Nisa. Rashi and Tosis will hold that in Tefillah you're saying it because Chanukah is Nitkan the Bikra Hal Tefillah. That's why you're saying it in Tefillah. To din in Chanukah, then on Chanukah you have to, the whole board of Chanukah is that a Hodah. You have to say Al Nisim in Tefillah. So more didn't even ask about tefillah. Al Nisim. More only asked about benching. And comes out according to Rashi and Tosfos that, of course, even by benching, there's a special takana of Yalav Yavo. It's Pursumei Nisa, like the Gemara says. The Hadvorim Mazhirim Kizoyar Arkia. Baruch Hashem B'siyata Dishmaya. Amazing. So, please God, we shall revisit this sugya. It's super, super gishmak. Hope it was understood. If not, anyone can always contact me to clarify. And we should remember, after all is said and done, Sof davar, hakol nishma. Vet Elokim yira, vet mitzvotav, shmor, ki zeh, Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.